everybody. Welcome to Practicing His Presence as we take time to hear God's voice together and learn to live in the gift of His presence. Welcome to the second week of Advent. If you've not yet jumped in on the Hope Collective's daily Advent devotional, there's still time for you to do that. You can visit the link in our description of the episode here today to get more information on that. But however this Advent season has begun for you, I'm so glad that you're taking these moments together with me to be still in this very full season. And before we begin our practice, can I remind you of something? This is a space where you can come as you are. You don't have to perform here. You don't have to pretend here. You probably have people in your life who have requirements or demands for you, especially at this time of year. Not here. You're free to simply come and be. So with that in mind today, will you begin by taking a deep breath? In through your nose and out through your mouth, take another deep breath as you settle into this space, just as you are, with all that you're carrying. And as you take another full, slow breath, let go of any tension you're carrying, of any tightness in your shoulders or in your jaw. Open yourself to receive from God today, because He has something just for you right now. And as you continue with those breaths, even and gentle, invite the Holy Spirit to speak with a simple prayer like this: I am yours. I am yours. Our passage today is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6. And the first time I read it, simply take it in and let the words get familiar for you. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, as you hear that passage read for you a second time, listen for a phrase or maybe a name of God that stands out to you today. What words is the Holy Spirit highlighting? Now, resist the urge to pick this for yourself, especially if you've heard this passage before. Be open today to hearing something new as you listen again to this passage. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now, as you consider that passage, take a moment right now to write down or say out loud the phrase, idea, or name that has resonated with you today. Doing this small, simple act will help you listen and continue to engage with God's voice. So do that now. Now, I'll read that passage for you again. And this time, as you hear those words, consider why God highlighted that idea or that name for you today. What rises up within you as you meditate on it? What might God be inviting you into? For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. If your mind feels scattered or stuck right now, that's totally normal. Simply bring yourself back to this moment, just as you are. Jesus is nearer to you now than you could even imagine. Now hear this passage one last time and respond back to God. Share with him, tell him everything that you're thinking or feeling. The point of these moments is honest connection with him. So feel free to do whatever you need to do right now. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now just accept what God has shown you. Open your hands once again to receive from Him and rest in His presence. And now to close our time together, pray and ask God for whatever you need now. Everlasting Father, mighty God, I pray for my friend right now. Thank you that you are near. Thank you that you have given your Son to us. I pray that what you have spoken here would remain near and fresh and at the front of our minds as we go now into whatever comes next. And I pray for my friend that they would cling to you, that they would continue to be attentive to your voice as they go through this day. Lord, would you give them courage to do what you are asking them to do, that they might be transformed as they are in your presence. Thank you, Jesus, for coming for us. You are so good, and we love you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. Well, friend, if you have not yet written down something that you're taking from this time today, I hope you will. I hope you will jot down what God said, and I hope you will take what you've heard here and bring it into your community. Share it with someone you trust. Bounce these ideas, these words off of your community, because it is together that we grow. You were designed to thrive in community. It's how we grow and how we keep one another in check as we practice the presence of God. So I hope you'll do that, my friend. I hope you will carry on each day in this Advent season. And may God bless you and keep you, and may you keep practicing.